Take it away, Ellie.
Cool. Hi, guys. Welcome. Hi. Thanks so much for being here, everyone. My name is Ellie, and I'm from Aspen Words. And on behalf of Katie and Kay and Alia Howe and myself, I just want to say welcome to all of you, and thank you so much for being here to do a slam with us. This is the first of what we hope will become several slams, a series. We've been doing a great workshop called Poets on Purpose, where we meet here in this room, and we've been doing that once a month. And so I just am really grateful to Alia Howe for suggesting this partnership and bringing sort of poetry to the Valley in this way. And so the Poets on Purpose workshop, we've been generating lots of new work, and I hope that that can continue. And we're just really grateful to Katie and Kay for letting us use the space for a really reasonable rate and for helping us partner on this. I'm from Aspen Words, and we do a two-week poetry project in February, and we have a poetry slam that this year will be on February 14th. And that's really, it's awesome. It's great. We bring in these amazing teaching artists to come slam with us. But that it really only happens 2 weeks of the year. And so this is really a special thing that we're doing here, because this is a community-oriented poetry event that we're hoping can have a more sustained energy throughout the rest of the year, because poetry is really very much like a life force sort of way of being alive in the world for many of us. So welcome to you. And I'm going to turn it over to Alia to give some background. But just thanks everyone for being here, and thanks to our slammers. Thank you for being brave and sharing your truth. It's not easy to get up and slam, but you are in good company. This is a warm, friendly audience, and we're all friends. So,
Ellie, take it away.
Thanks, Ellie. Thank you all for coming. And those of you who've known me from my days of hosting poetry every other month up in Aspen, thank you for moving here. And it just feels like, wow, first time. This could be a very, very cool home for us to expand working and developing and sharing our voices in workshop situations, to getting them out loud and into the air and into the hearts of our community. A couple of things I want to say about poetry slams, and this comes right from Poetry Slam Incorporated. Poetry slams are to promote the performance and creation of poetry while cultivating literary activities and spoken word events in order to build audience participation, stimulate creativity, awaken minds, foster education, inspire mentoring, encourage artistic expression, and engage communities worldwide in the revelry of language and how we all have our unique way of using language. And this forum here is a forum for you to develop your voice and to practice. It's poetry performance practice, and the more we practice together, the more potent our voices become. And I think I just also want to tell you that poetry slams exist to give voice to every poem, every passion, and every pressing issue that urgently needs a place for expression. And in poetry slams, we endeavor to build ourselves so that it will ever be credited to the founders of poetry slams and to the art form that is slam poetry. They challenge members to use their art to inspire courage, hope, creativity, and self-empowerment within their community. Be voices for their communities, to see and notice what is going on in your community. And we encourage free-spirited speech, both for the performing poets and for you, the listeners. We encourage you to make noise, and Chris will take us more into that. Please respect each other's individual rights, just as we wish our own to be respected. And take a moment before you are judgmental to see if you really, really do know all sides of the story. The Poetry Slam competition was invented in the 1980s by a Chicago construction workman called Mark Smith. Normally, when the word Mark Smith is spoken, the audience says back, "So what?" And so let's do that again. 1980s by a Chicago construction worker man named Mark Smith.
So what?
In which performed poetry is judged by five members of the audience. Poems have 3 minutes to present their original works. So with that, I want to bring up our MC for the night, Chris Ryerson.
Hello. My name is Christopher Ryerson, and I am here to bring you to the precipice of poetry. Right upon here, I stand on a mesa, a table, very short, a stage. I want you to tune in, to tick to a different talk. I want you to listen, see, hear, exist with us, these poets. Now, I'm making this stuff up. Many different kinds of slams have freestyle as their main poetry. Right now, we're going to get some prepared poetry. Some poetry well-cooked. Some poetry garnished with experience. Some poetry right off the dome. Some poetry of different types. I want you to all be ready to listen. Can you do that for me? Yeah. All right, so one of the things that we like to do in a poetry slam is interact. You're doing well so far, but if you hear something you like in particular in your poem, I want you to perhaps snap. I want you to perhaps go, mm. I want you to perhaps go, fuck yeah. Perhaps go, yes, thank you. Please, may I have some more? Or just go, speak, poet. You will have poets coming up to the table, to the stage, and they will be like, hello, my name is Chris. I wrote this poem yesterday, you know what, and tell them, I like that, Raleigh. I want you to be here for each other to present. There's only one person we boo in this audience. Five people. Judges. I can't do this year since I will be saying the numbers, but one of my favorite phrases is, listen to the poem. When you hear a score that you do not agree with, tell them to listen to the poem. All right. I am shifting microphones. Do we have a sacrificial poet? So, a sacrificial poet is a poet we are throwing to the wolves, a poet that we are using to calibrate, to train. Are you ready for your poet? Yes. Welcome to the stage, Alia.
Today, loneliness crashed into me. It got out of the car and swaggered over to see what damages occurred to its blackened Jeep. Turning racing car red, they swiveled and started screaming accusingly at me. You worthless shit, you insignificant failure of a she. Caught by surprise by the tooting of his horn, I believed him. Tossed up by his horns into the ring, ringed by a jeering crowd, silent but so loud in my head. Tears pricked my eyes. I try so hard to disguise to you the outside. Panicked, vanishing before I'm seen, trembling with terrors. I feel fucking small, so unclean. Running. I fall into that pit of the same old shit. Old git girl, you are more fit than this. This song has had me for so long, I can't even remember where it came from. But I can't bear to wear it. As it tears and tortures and slaughters my dreams. Dreams that are truly not what they seem. And I call 911 and I tune in to SOS on KDNK. And I stop and open and soften to what is so often playing me. Stay and listen until, as Beyoncé says, the torturer becomes the remedy. So I drink her lemonade. Don a turbo tank, my combat boots, I pause and preen. Cuz, I've got this. I've got new teachings to make light work of this scene of carnage and dents, airbag scratches and stench bent into each other as they're forcefully merged. On the curb, I watch as loneliness also passed in the slow lane, but faster if I tend to this task. It's the mask and society's tape that knows how to adhere. No breath, shattered rearview mirror still reflects my fears. And the windshield's covered with splattered, fly-distracted mind, washed by wipers fluid and the speed of my truth. Brutally squeezing toes and screeching brakes is all that it takes to avoid this collision, along with the decision to call AAA. who are on their way to say, awareness is always awake, so for my truth's sake, I choose not to drink and drive with you anymore. Lock my doors, foot to the floor, no need to clutch as I am fully automatic. Fully fueled, feeling fluid, protected by policies of Vedic insurance. I am loaded with facts of what is an act of ever-changing stop my lights. This speedsters, driving deep with some knowledge and faith. I'm on that single track with a hard right swerving to the road of my one green light. So I'll see. We'll all see. Because I know I'm going to be free next time Lonely tries to fuck with me.
Thank you, Alia. All right, so what happens next is I give you all a moment. Ruminate, marinate. Start thinking about what numbers you want to throw up there between 0 and 10. You can put some points in there if you feel like it. Decimal places, we call them. All right, everybody, for everybody else, you do you. Don't look at me. You do you. So everybody else, you got caught up in the poem. I saw you getting caught up, and that's great. But you're also more than an audience. You're participants. Don't let your own brain quiet you down. Speak up when you like something. I heard some laughs. I heard some giggles. And we had a great start for the snaps. But I would love to see more. One ready. Two ready. Not ready. Almost ready. Almost ready. So, how about that weather? We're supposed to get 17 inches over the next 3 days. I work down in Aspen. I'm a ski boot technician. And I'll tell you more about that in just a second. Can we please have the... you guys, put them up. All right. In no particular order, we have a 6. We have a 7.5. We have a 7.3. We have a 5.1. We have a 6.8. So, whoa. We'll warm up, everybody. Can you please get ready for our next poet, Nathan? And we will have Genevieve on deck. Genevieve, please prepare. Nathan, please spit.
My name is Nathan. So, as my ego mind is tamed and its grip begins to unwind, I find relief from being blind. Now seeing the light that has always lined the fruit as well as the rind of my being is unraveled, freeing from the soot and the gravel to higher realms I'm free to travel, blasting off like Cape Canaveral. While broken through the stained panes at the center of my brain, ash is all that remains of the socially conditioned oppressive rain. It's been ignited by the flames of consciousness to gain broader, more profound perspectives from the Akashic vein of all existence. And with practice and persistence, these paradigms can be ingrained. The truly open and truly wise know to not seek a certain demise. Gifted with all seeing eyes, the true nature of things can be the largest surprise. There's no one seeing what has been seen. No medicine there upon that screen. How can one even hope to feel clean when nature's being exchanged for oil and asphalt, devoid of life and green? Have a sip from this canteen. It's freshly filled from the permanent stream of consciousness from which light beams. There seems to me to be no difference between the sacred Mother Earth and monstrous machines. We're often the powerful spiritual beings. I'm not talking in our dreams. Wake up, please, and take a stand. If we have quite a task at hand, together we must join our hands, a great effort to heal this land. Allow your true nature to expand, your loving heart, your pineal gland. We are nearing the brink of extinction. We've seen what our mama can't withstand. I implore you, just short of demand, for battle stations to be manned and woman a loving attack to understand. As one nation, as one entity, let's erase the borders between you and me. With alignment of divine energy, we can rid our oneness of debris. Remove the fear. Hear this plea. A cry for one. Oneness is key. Separation is simply illusory, but I have for you no guarantee. Faith is a must. But the change we seek will come if we trust and ingrain into every thought and action that I am you and you me the same. That all is one in this gorgeous domain. Groups of healers and visionaries and poets begin to collaborate and unite. Let us stay conscious, my brothers and sisters. We need not fight the darkness, but instead turn on the light. Let us inspire the faces and forces of our entire galaxy to celebrate life as we embody the change it is we wish to see. Thanks, y'all.
All righty then. Judges, do your judging. Genevieve, give me one moment. We like to keep our poets in the dark about who's putting up what numbers just because it otherwise feels a little bit mean or a little bit too on the nose. So, Ellie, where were we on time to give everybody else a bit of an idea? So you, Alia, you were still within the 10-second grace period. Nathan, you had 20 seconds, but time well used is not time misspent. So spit to the moment you're done spitting. All right? Okay. Are we ready, judges? Oh, another note. This is your whole stage. Use it well. Just show me when you're ready. In no particular order, we have a 6.5. A 7.4. A 7. Get a little louder, folks. An 8. And a 6.7. All right, can we please have Genevieve ready on the stage? And on deck, we have Stefano. Yeah. Oh, also a real quick request. One second. Oh, wait, no props. Also, that's dangerous. I can't have you do that. You've been wanting to this whole time.
No, I just saw it.
Okay, good. So, quick note. We are going to limit the use of props in this show. Maybe a future one, we can have costume props, all that fun stuff. And real quick, because Stefano, you're going to have to leave sooner or later. Once poets are done, would you be willing to go up and sign next to your name, just like a little signature, before the end of the night? That might be fun. All right. Turn your attention downwards.
I am Genevieve Joelle Villamizar, and this is a poem that I wrote about 2 weeks ago, Bring Me From the River. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Bring me from the river the freedom of an afternoon and the antelope's prize as the current surged between hoof and rock. Bring to me from the river the peace along its fecund banks and the muskrat's trust as she swam my Gore-Tex calves. Meticulous and particular, the bundle in her mouth, lush and green. Please bring to me from the river we fished, a languid expanse of time, and the caddisfly's drive to find that one, to perpetuate itself too as one.
Thank you. All right, everybody. In this poem, we had a great example of using your stage in a bit of a different way. A little less visible, but just as audible. So we have our judges judging, and we must remind you that the point is the poetry and the points don't matter. All right? Poets, you are here to spit your stuff, build a community, learn things, and I have written down some of my favorite words to be spit today. Festooned, which is a very strange word. It means fertility. It is a fertile ground. People could be festooned, but it's a weird way to describe someone. We have unraveled, graveled asphalt. We travel between hoof and rock. So far as a poem that I've made out of the words that all of you have put into my mind so far. And I can burn it afterwards if none of you want me to keep your words. Anyways, everybody ready? Turn your points around. We have a 6.9. A 5.5. A 6.6. A 6. And a 5.2. I would say listen to the poem! So, listen to the poem. So, we have number 3, Stefano. And on deck we have Joe.
Stefano DeFray, Butterfly and the Tank. A suicide bomber detonates in a marketplace. Boom. No one I know. So I put on some Roberta Flack. You know that he won the Pulitzer for the second time, a third time? Touch the spines of your cloth editions. Sniff those pages, because everything is limited. The oil fields of Kuwait, trickle-down economics, the price of crude. He won the Nobel Prize. No one I know. A suicide bomber detonates in a marketplace a second time, a third time, trickle-down economics, and I dreamed. The signed editions I bought online had inscriptions made out to me before I was born. Seems it took a long time for the reports to get there, for the words to sink in, everything ahead of their time. Her name was Roberta. Roberta Frost. What a drag. Gender bending her ass across the granite countertop till her man gushed pearl, the price of crude. Seems it took a long time for your man to get off. What a drag. Wig askew. Her name was Roberta Frost. No one I knew. Meet me in the oil fields of Kuwait. There is a field. I'll meet you there. Didn't Rumi say that? I dreamed I was giving an acceptance speech in the hollowed halls of a dank and lonely edifice. Suicide vest bulging underneath my puffy coat. April is a cruel fucking month. What will it be this time? A grand chai latte, a venti mocha topped with whipped cream? Your name? Roberta. No soy. He was gushing pearl for a second time, a third. We even exchanged places, state by state, a top to bottom trickle-down economics. Meet me on a grounded countertop. Put on some Roberta Flack. Undo the clasps of my suicide bra. The MacArthurs I bought online each had inscriptions on them, words I knew I'd forget the minute I woke. The price of crude. Genius. My father's gushing pearl sending a tremor through my mother's marketplace before I was born. Remember Scratch and Sniff? You remember Mad Libs? You remember growing your very own chia pit in the dark recesses of your desk at school while someone else droned on? And miles to go before I sleep. Change or repeat, change or repeat. This is an illiteracy test of the emergency broadcast system. Had there actually been an emergency? What a drag. Waking up, going out of this life in a cloud of puffy down when my suicide bra went off.
All righty then. We have current events. We have current rivers. We have individual stories brought to a global stage and then right back down into this community. Did you know that this radio station used to be the town hall, the seat of our little government? Are we ready with the points? You can take a second, take a deep breath, and we have an 8. We have a 7.7. We have a 7.5. We have an 8.2. We have a 7.5.
Hey, 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 let's hear some words in there.
What was that? I like that. So, we have Joe up next. They are a fantastical poet. They will stand up and... We have Matt up next.
I'm back, full on heart attack, full brass band, playing on blast. There is something smiling down at me, and it ain't no God. I'm going straight to hell, but I'm having a devilishly good time. I'm coming out Mach 5 or faster. Best case scenario, I'm myself. I'm myself, worst case I die, and I guess that's fine. I'm loud, bold, and hard to swallow. I'm ready to sing my truth, even if my voice shakes and my body aches. That's the price of being me, baby, and it's worth every penny. I'm here, I'm proud, but I've never really said it. I did this all myself. I wish I asked for help, but I know I could never get it. But now I get it. The more authentically I live, the happier I am. And baby, I'm back, full-on heart attack. I'm running this race, and I'm okay that I'm last. The shame turned to pride, and all my armor is built on authenticity. I'm proud of my progress, and my loudness, and my transness, and my happiness. And I am me, and my own identity is the only thing I own entirely. A blast from the past, my eyes downcast as I walk by the GSA pride flag in the corner of the high school library. And at last, I can look at that past and instead of shame, feel pride. I wish I could revisit, but I guess it's too late. Or is it? Now I vomit words on stage, hoping that a younger me is maybe in the audience. I'm proud of you and how far you've come, and even if it's a few steps, that's more than yesterday, and that's more than the year before and the month before, and therefore more. That's something you're wonderful for.
So if you have listening comprehension and you listen to the poem and what I said before, Joe goes by they, them. This space is a space that is going to be a little rebellious, a little progressive, more than you might ever think. Please remember to respect people's pronouns. Thank you very much. Do we have points ready? All right. Can I have them all presented to me pointedly? We have a 9. We have an 8.5. We have an 8.5. Yeah. We have an 8.
I've counted 4 so far, right?
And we have an 8. Oh, that's wonderful to hear. So, Matt, can I please have you approach the stage? And then, Jose, you're up next.
My name is Matt Razor, and this poem is called Glitter. I hear the sound before I see it. A man in plaid shirt, well-fitted, and wearing pricey running shoes. He's mowing his lawn. I bet he has only shortly returned from work. Probably hugged his kids, kissed his wife. I continue to load the equipment into my white Chevy paint van. He continues his mowing. But I am no longer thinking of him. I am back at home, walking into the front door. It's like a bomb went off in the house. Kids' toys are everywhere. 2 large cardboard boxes straddle the coffee table in the living room. Pillows and blankets piled high. Every couch cushion is on the floor, leaned against the boxes forming a cave. Dishes and cups crusted with yogurt, leftover juice are piled on the kitchen table, along with crayons, watercolors, paper, popsicle sticks, and did I mention glitter? Gold and fuchsia, violet and orange is everywhere. The sink overflows with plates, cups, the saucepan, the soup pot, knives, forks, spoons settle into the canyons created by the other dishes. It looks as if every children's book has been pulled off the bookshelf. A screaming toddler, who sounds suspiciously like my daughter, rushes in naked from the waist down. A moment later, her mom, in hot pursuit, diaper in one hand, baby powder in the other, exhausted, she barely notices me. I swoop in with one arm and grab the naked toddler. Her mom hands me the diaper and the powder without speaking or looking at me, turns and collapses into an easy chair. My hands, paint plastered down with paint, are changing the diaper, applying the powder. My shoes, shirt, shorts, all splattered with dry paint, a palette of blues, greens, whites, and an occasional red. My child notices none of this, but continues to squeal both with delight that her dad is here and frustration because she hates the diaper. I put it on and she darts away. Just out of my reach, she tears the diaper off with her tiny hands, squealing with delight and triumph at being free. The diaper falls like a dead soldier, lying abandoned on the battlefield. This is the stuff of life, a snippet of memory that hits me like a pillow full of soda cans. Just enough to wound and pain, but not enough to leave a noticeable scar. The roar gets closer, and I look up and smile at the man as we lock eyes. He seems happy and content, smiling back, lawnmower gripped tightly in his hands, turns and moves around to the next pass on his front lawn. The green cut grass flies through the roaring machine, lands in the grass, but all I see is glitter. Glitter on the carpet, on the chairs, on the table, on the walls and doors. Did I mention the glitter's everywhere? Honey, the man says, wife says, rolling down the window of the Chrysler minivan, don't forget to water the flowers.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt. You know, they say glitter is the herpes of craft supplies. You know, they now make biodegradable glitter, and that's pretty good because I kind of want to eat glitter. Just, it's always been a dream. Anyways, we have Jose up on stage. Oh, good point. You got me there. Sometimes, because we applaud the poet, not the points, or something that I just was re-educated on. So, can we please have the points presented to me? We have an 8.5. We have a 5.1. We have a 6.5. And we have a 7. And we have a 6.9, which is also the sex number. Can we play 69? Anyways, can we please have Jose up? And then Shay is up after that.